Siobhan, Neil, Ruth, Sally, Daryl and Jack. And Siobhan is the person I can speak to. Hi, Siobhan.
Greg, how are you?
Very good. Thanks so much for calling in.
Sorry?
Thank you so much for calling in. Are your headphones too low?
You're very, very welcome. No, I'm just easily distracted.
Okay, a bit like myself, to be honest with you. Things are going from strength to strength for you, aren't they?
Yeah. We had a good year last year. We did a couple of international tours, and we were on TV, and we're on TV again last week. And yeah,
how important is that? Just as you gain traction and you get your you're heading to where you want to go. How important is it to get to that recognition when music gets picked up by BBC production companies and what have you?
It's always nice to get a wee pat on the back and be told that you're, you know, that's appreciated. So, yeah, I would lie if I say.
Now, I've claimed you as a Donegal band, of course, but there's a mixture of all over the shop, isn't there?
Yes, the three ladies, we're from Carndonagh, and we have Neil from, I always get this wrong,
Downpatrick.
Jack's from Ballyclare, and Daryl is from Derry.
So. And what's the problem with Neil? What? How come you can never remember where Neil's from?
Because I always think Draperstown instead of Downpatrick. For some reason, I don't know why.
Very good. So what's 2017 got in store for you? As I say, it's kicked off to a great start. Already had some of your music on the telly. What else is planned? Tours and festivals and what have you?
Yes, yeah, fingers crossed. All of the above. We're releasing a single in the next couple of weeks, and we're doing a tour around that. We're still trying to finalise stuff for that, and we're playing at the Derry Jazz Festival on the 1st of May in Bennigan's, and we're hoping to get into lots of Irish festivals this year. And I don't really have any plans to go abroad again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that might change if we get asked. We could just
The whole thing, isn't it? You can see as you go. Have you made a video for this single or?
For Softsy, yes, we have. Yeah, I worked with a great guy called Mark McEwen. He's kind of an experimental filmmaker, videographer. So it's a bit trippy, the video, but I like it. It's like teacups in space and spinning houses, and yeah. I don't know. It makes a wee bit of sense to me, but you never know what it makes.
Well, I'd love to tease out the teacups in space and spinny houses, but I might just have to watch it. And that's being released
in the next couple of weeks.
And hopefully, obviously, if tons of airplay, we'll be spinning it here too, of course.
That'd be great.
Now, you're going to do a couple for us. You're going to play, start off maybe, we'll chat a bit more, but you're going to play something for us now. What's it going to be, Siobhan?
Well, we were thinking that we could start with Softsy.
Wow, excellent. So the new single, the single that's coming out very shortly, we're going to get a play of it now. That's superb. Okay, we'll take it when you're ready, Siobhan.
Go for it.
Okay, superb. Didn't want to jump in too early, Siobhan. That's an amazing sound. We're in the middle of doing some work here, and it's probably by accident rather than design, but it sounds absolutely amazing over the headphones. Drum work particularly is awesome there. Is that one of the tracks that were picked up by the BBC, or is this just separate from all of that work?
The tracks that were picked up by the BBC were off our first EP.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they actually used all of them, which was great. This is the most recent release now, this single Soft Sea. So this is what you can hear and buy now if you wish.
Excellent. And if you want to see some spinning teacups and the whole plant, you can check out the video.
Yeah.
Because you have to have video now with stuff, isn't it? I mean, if you've always done that with your singles, but there's such an appetite for it now. People love to consume stuff via the video format as well.
Yeah, definitely. There's just there's a lot of visual visuals are very, really, really important because it's easy for people to grasp, and it's easy to see and take stuff in. You can kind of get washed over by it also. Yeah, I think video is a big part of what you do, how you get out.
And it's another way of expressing yourself as well, isn't it? I mean, that's what it's all about, isn't it? Expression and art and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
How do you come up with a single like that? Where do you start?
How do you come up with a single like that? Well,
to be clear, the other band members can't hear me.
Yes.
You phrased that question very differently to the way I phrased it.
You know,
I was inquisitive. It was like an accusation the way you put
it
across.
So I think I was just, I was down in the Isle of Doe, and I think I was having a pretty bad day, and I just sat watching the waves for ages, and came away with that nugget in my head, just part of the song, and just went home and wrote it then, and it was just, yeah.
And I mean, I'm jumping to conclusions here, but you kind of laps at your song, you know, with the drum beat, it's incessant, like the lapping of waves. Is that all a coincidence? Or?
Yeah, no, that was purposefully done, yeah. At the start, it was me and Ruth doing that whenever we do it live, but then Daryl can do that far better than we can. So.
Exactly, and he actually has equipment for it as well,
yes,
rather than slapping himself.
Exactly.
What about in the immediate future? Any gigs coming up? Because people are already texting in, wondering where they can see us live.
Well, at the minute, we are in the studio. We're actually in the studio till late last night. That's why we probably don't look as fresh as we could.
That's it. Blame the studio.
Blame the studio, yeah. So yeah, we're recording at the minute, and we're focusing on that really. The next gig that we definitely have booked is the 1st of May, but as I said, we've got in Bennigan's in Derry for the Jazz Festival.
And you were in Canada, Los Angeles last year, so who's to say where you'll end up? And I suppose you do have to set some time to one side to keep the material coming through as well.
Yes.
You can't rest on your laurels, can
definitely,
you?
Definitely, yeah, because it got to a stage where we kept peddling the same songs. we need to stretch our repertoire. So
excellent. Well, you've a cracker there with Soft Sea. What are you going to play for us to wrap us up there, Siobhan?
To wrap us up, which one do you want to do? Run Run or Sunday Ships? Run Run.
Run's the consensus. Excellent. Okay. Whatever you're ready, Siobhan. This is Great White Lies. Siobhan, Neil, Ruth, Sally, Daryl and Jack. They're absolutely awesome. And this is Run.
Run Run.
Take it away.
Thank you, Greg. Nameless weight.
and clear.